Have any more dreams?
No, I haven't.
Any dreams or wishes? Mm-hmm. Anything you want to speak about or ask him?
No, Barney gave you the papers from
Mr. Holman. Yeah, I've been bothered for a while. Yeah. And look it over in some detail.
Mm. And there's a first report on some research work with Holman and Jackson.
In the back part, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about your experiences when you were felt that you were taken aboard this flying object there. When you sighted this thing before the last experience, Barney saw men in the object at the time of the sighting through the binoculars. Did you see any men?
This is when he got out and walked towards us.
Yes.
No.
You never saw any men in the object.
No, I didn't.
He described them to you, did he?
No.
He didn't describe them, not at that time.
He said they were wearing uniforms. Mm-hmm. He thought they were uniforms. And he said that the leader looked down at him and frightened him. And that there was another man, and that it looked as if they were pulling levers in the wall in back of the leader.
This was at the time. This wasn't later that he told you this. This was at that time, was it?
No, not at that moment.
But it was during that evening, was it? Or was it at some time after you got home?
It was after we got home.
So at that time, he didn't tell you anything about it?
No, he didn't.
And he described? Yeah, go on.
Right, he did say that I had the idea that there was someone. He must have seen someone, even though he didn't say so, because he kept saying, they are going to capture us.
I see.
He didn't say it was going to.
I see. He was quite frightened.
Yes.
And were you frightened?
No, I don't think so. Not at that time. I was curious and interested, and I had a feeling of being sort of helpless.
Mm-hmm.
That something was going to happen, and I didn't have too much control over it. But I wasn't really afraid. And well, so I was looking forward to it.
You were looking forward to something happening?
Yes.
What sort of thing did you look forward to happening?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Some new experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were supposedly on board, and you say he put this needle into your navel.
Yes.
Was there any blood?
Not to my knowledge.
Did you find anything after you were home to indicate that something had been put in your navel? Was there any scab or scar or anything that you could see?
I don't remember looking.
You didn't think of looking?
No.
So you wouldn't know, and now there is nothing, I take it.
I don't think so.
When the leader was talking to you, he spoke in English, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he seemed to be of some foreign origin.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know a good many things.
Yes, and he had an accent.
He had an accent. Are you familiar with accents? Do you have any idea what kind of accent it was? Germans have one kind, French have another, Japanese have one kind. Peculiarities of their use of English, letters that they cannot pronounce.
No, I've tried. I don't know what kind it was.
Mm-hmm.
The examiner had a worse accent than the leader.
Did you ask these people their names?
No.
Why not?
I didn't think of it.
You didn't think of it?
I don't. They didn't ask me my name either. But they knew Barney, you know. I kept saying Barney's name.
Well, they knew Barney's name.
So they...
Yesterday.
Yes.
And you and Barney said, did not talk about these experiences?
Right afterwards?
Well, at any time afterwards. You said something that you didn't talk about it on your way home.
No, we didn't.
But you did tell him about it afterwards, didn't you?
Well, I told him, after, when I had the dreams.
You had the dreams?
Yeah, I told him I was having nightmares. I mean, it's not really, well, they were nightmares, but they were strange dreams. And, but I didn't tell him about my dreams at that time. And then when Mr. Holman and Mr. Jackson came to the house, and we were trying to, I think it was Mr. Holman, asked us why the trip took so long to come home. And that's when I said, I remembered about the moon being on the ground.
The moon was on the ground?
Yes. And
was that the yellow object?
Mm-hmm.
Or the light that you saw?
It was just like a big moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the ground. I could see the tree, silhouettes of the trees in front of it.
And Barney heard all of these things that you told him.
They said, well, when they said what took so long, I said, we didn't know what took so long. But then I started to think about the moon being on the ground, and I mentioned seeing this. And Barney said, yeah, he had seen it too. And then we thought, well, we should check and see, try to find out what time the moon set that night, and to see if it was the moon or what it was. And while we were talking about this, I got quite upset. And I don't know if I showed this or not, but when this happened, I had the feeling that I thought of my dreams. And I thought, well, maybe there was some basis of, well, the, in my dreams. The last dream I had was the one of being captured.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the, I could see the men in the road. And then they were trying to pull me onto this object. And in my dreams, I walked up some steps. And there was I dreamed of them putting the needle into my navel. I dreamed this. And in my dreams, this was much more vivid than it was just here. Because in my dreams, I was in intense pain, and I woke myself up moaning.
You did wake up moaning.
Yes, I did. And I don't think, I didn't have that. Yeah. I think in my dreams I was in terrible pain.
Did that wake Barney up?
He wasn't there. He was working nights.
He was working nights?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him this week?
I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know. It's something like this where I had, I felt as if I had woken myself up moaning.
Well, some of these things you did have when Barney was there, didn't you?
No, I think he was working nights.
I think every time you dreamed, he was
working
nights.
Yeah.
So But did you tell him about the dreams?
I told him I had dreams. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want anything to do with them. You know, he wanted to, he didn't want anything said about them.
Did you tell someone else your dreams?
Yes.
Who did you tell?
Well, I was very puzzled by all this. And, my supervisor, my supervisor in Chalwalfe comes out of the state office, maybe 3 days and 2 weeks. Well, when she was going to be in Portsmouth for 2 days in a row, she would stay overnight. And Bonnie was working nights. So she and I would usually go out to eat, and she would come back to the house, and we'd sit around and talk. And so we did this a while, and then, I don't know, I brought it up. I mean, because this was bothering me. And I showed her the report that Walter Webb had written, and she was very, very interested. I mean, and she seemed to be open-minded about it. And very interested. And then afterwards, I told her about the dreams. And we talk about them once in a while. And she had said, one day she told me that, she said, well, Betty, for heaven's sake, why don't you realize that this has actually happened to you?
She was the one that said it actually happened.
Yeah, she said, this must have happened to you. Because if it had not happened, then you wouldn't be reacting this way.
You wouldn't be dreaming about it.
I wouldn't, and I wouldn't have this concern about it. I'd say, well, it was a dream altogether. And then I began to feel that something had happened. I wasn't sure what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, there was something more than what I could really, actually, truthfully say I could remember.
Mm-hmm. Now, was she the only one you told your dreams to?
I told my sister Janet.
My sister Janet.
And, you know, I mentioned them probably once in a while.
How about
Doc? Who?
Doc.
My sister.
Doc, there's Nathan.
Oh, no.
Janet?
No.
Well, did you tell anyone that you've been in Barney's presence?
I think he must have heard me talk about them.
You heard him talk about it?
Yeah.
So he really did know about your experiences, didn't he?
He knew some of it. I think, he must have heard me say something about them to somebody.
Now, did all these things that you see what happened, did that happen in your dreams? Did it all have been your dreams?
No.
Why do you feel so sure of that?
Because of the discrepancy.
You know, tell me the discrepancy, just make it clear. But it couldn't have been your dream. Now, we know your supervisor told you it must have happened. Up until then, you couldn't believe it.
I could, yeah.
Now, after she told you that, she'd be the captain. What were the discrepancies?
Well, I had the feeling
that... You didn't know about discrepancies because you couldn't remember those experiences you told me.
Well, I knew what I had dreamed.
Yes.
And... But it was different. This is different.
What makes the difference?
There's so much more and
suppose that so much more had been part of the dream that you couldn't remember. possible?
I don't know.
In other words, the things that you can remember do not have everything that you were able to tell me, is that right?
That's true.
But if you were able to tell me all of your feelings, including the parts that you couldn't remember, would that fit in?
No, because some things were different.
Some things were different?
Yes.
Well, could it be then that when you remember the feelings, some things were different? You just remember differently. You thought you were afraid to remember everything.
You mean in my dreams I would have been afraid to remember?
No, when you tried to remember your dreams. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You can remember dreams, some parts of it. Sometimes you forget parts of dreams.
Yeah, this is...
Of course, you're fearful. You know that, I think, in your own dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some parts of the dream that are misremembered. Is that possible?
Well, now I dreamed. In my dreams, I walked up steps.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I didn't walk up steps. I walked up a ramp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that a very significant difference, you think?
I don't know.
But
the map. I could almost... I mean, here I could almost... I could, if I could draw, I think I could draw the map. I don't... I'm not good at drawing, you know. I can't do perspective.
Well, if you remember some of this, after you leave me, why don't you draw? Try to draw the map. Don't do it if you feel concerned or anxious about it. You can use draw, belt, or whatever you can. And bring it to me next time, all right?
I'll try to.
It doesn't have to be handsome. But don't feel that you're compelled to do it.
Okay.
And if it feels that way, and also from these other things. Now? What other discrepancies? You mentioned the difference between the ramp and the stairs.
And, oh. There's so much more here.
There's always more in what you told me than there was in a dream, is that right?
Oh, yes.
It could be, though, all that extra that you remember could be the part of a dream that you didn't remember. Couldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Again, why don't you think so?
Because I think... No, I know you can dream and not remember, but...
How can you account in experience for these men who seem to speak our language and yet didn't know a lot of things about it, like dentures and aging and things like that, and you thought they came from another world, I think, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did they know all about this? How did that happen? Did you try to explain that to yourself?
And how did you speak English?
Yes, how does this happen that they could communicate with you in this world? And yet they were not of this world.
And maybe they've been studying us.
Yeah, but maybe they would have had to come here and know us and everything else, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they probably... Maybe it's because of some radio station.
But in a dream, this can all happen. Things don't have to be explained in a dream. Did you feel that they could communicate with you in any other way than words? Were they able to transfer thoughts?
They... I don't know that thought.
Do you believe that thought can be transferred?
Yes. I do, to a certain extent.
Have you been able to transfer your thoughts to anyone, or someone else's thoughts?
Your body and I'm always saying the same thing at the same time. I mean, this type of thing.
But do you communicate in any other way? Could you have communicated all of this regarding the guy's thought transfer?
No. I don't know if I would believe him to that extent. I mean, like, sometimes... I used to have a teacher in college, and I would sit in the front row, and if I was bored, I'd sit there and I would say, scratch your face, you know, and like this, I scratch your leg, and then wait to see how long it would take him to do it. You know, play around like this.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to see how much power there was in thought.
Yeah.
But you had no such communication between yourself and these fingers?
I don't know if I did hear him in English.
Oh, you didn't hear him in English?
I don't know.
How do you think you heard him in English?
I've been telling myself I heard them in English or an accent, but I don't know.
Was it in any language, or was it by thought transfer?
I knew what they were saying.
You knew what they were saying?
And they knew what I was saying.
All right, it's one trouble you. It's all right. So do you think that was by some form of thought transfer?
He could have been. But if it was, I knew what they were thinking.
You knew what they were thinking. You rather liked this leader, didn't you?
I was afraid of him at first.
But afterwards?
Well, when I, you know, I began to feel that they weren't going to harm me.
So it all works out so you're not harmed and everything is all right.
Yeah.
All right now. You say you're tired of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for it?
No, well, just since I've been just so tired.
Mm-hmm. Have I had to
stay? Mm-hmm.
Have you, you recalling much of your experiences?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple of nightmares.
You have?
Yeah, but I've been having nightmares all week.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to have a feeling right now. We were talking about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to figure this out about, are they going to come back?
Who's going to come back?
The UFO.
The UFO.
Mm-hmm. The people on it. And he's quite convinced that they're going to come back and get us.
They'll come back and get you?
Yeah.
What are they going to do for you?
Carry us off with them.
I see. Where?
I don't know where they would carry us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been discussing this, and I said, well, this is because... I thought, because they had told us to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've defied them by not forgetting about it. So he's feeling guilty, probably. He thinks that he deserves to get captured and carted off by
because them. They're defying them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you've had some nightmares. Did you tell each other about them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are your nightmares in life?
Well, one I had, and we've been talking about this, that we were riding along, and I could see this object going through the sky. It was light, and I was all excited, and I was saying to Barney, there they are. You know, we're finally going to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And they land, and we see them land, and we're quite excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see them in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I see them before this, I have no fear whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to meeting whoever these people are. But the moment I see them in the road, I'm howling in my sleep that, oh my God, they aren't what I expected. That they don't look like I expected them to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're somehow, they look like people, but they're sort of grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
And this frightens me. And I become very frightened.
Mm-hmm. And what has this been like?
I don't know.
He has spoken about
them? He just said that he's had nightmares. He doesn't, they seem to be just snatches, and he doesn't remember too well what he did. He just mentioned he had nightmares.
Now, what do you remember about the experience in a general way, in an outline?
Well, because I remember what I remembered before about seeing UFOs. I mean, having it come down.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there's something, we're learning something about this. Oh, one thing, that after we were beat, oh no, just before we were beat, when Barney told me to look out and see it,
mm-hmm.
I did.
You did yourself.
I looked out and I saw it, but I kept saying I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was expecting to see the light. This is what I was looking for, and I didn't see the light.
Well, what did you see?
I saw the bottom of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I said, it was right over the car,
mm-hmm.
so that I couldn't see. It was a bright light night, and I couldn't see the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I mean, I knew there was this big, dark mass
mm-hmm.
over the top.
And this was going away?
This was directly over the car.
How about that period of time that you did encounter? You remember any of that? That Mr. Holman pointed out?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, Ryan, what happened then?
About going around the corner and the side road and the men in the road.
Yeah.
I can remember that.
And after that?
I can remember being, I was asleep and walking in the woods and going on the ship.
You remember going on the ship? Remember what happened on the ship?
Being examined.
Yeah. You do remember that now. Yeah, this is what we have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take it that you have been in fever stress. As I told you, you remember those things that you could remember without being fever stress.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have had nightmares.
Yeah, well, I had the feeling of those. So many things that I will. It's just churning. So many things I want to remember. I gotta.
Yeah, well, don't struggle with it.
No.
Don't struggle with it. And if you have these dreams, they will be dreams. Now I want you to tell me your dreams. The dreams that you had and that you told to some of your friends and to your supervisors. Tell me the main dream of you. Now, I mean, the main thing, the one that has the most in it.
The dream of former supervisor, Ted, the dream that started about, you know, 2 days after the experience in the mountains, about I don't know, 2 weeks after the sighting. And the the first dream that I had was that I was walking in the woods, going up a path, and that there were men with me, and Bonnie was with me. He was walking behind me, and there were men with him. And I would speak to Bonnie, but he wouldn't answer. And then he came to this object on the ground, and it was a door, and I knew they wanted me to go inside, and I didn't want to, and they told me I had to. And I went up the steps, and I went inside, and there was a room, and they told me to go in the room, and they took Bonnie. I wanted Bonnie to stay with me, but they took him to another room, and they took me into the room, and they said I didn't have to be afraid, but they just wanted to make some tests. And as soon as the tests were over, I would be able to go back to the car. And they gave me the bank, yeah. And they gave me some kind of test.
If you remember the test.
They gave me the... Like a physical, they looked at my mouth and my nose and my ears. And they checked my back. They put some kind of machine, gadgets or something, on my spine. And then some of the tests were done. I was sitting down on a chair, and then when they did my back, I was on a table. And then they were through with me. And I had to wait because they went through with Bonnie. And while I was waiting, I was talking. In my dream, I was talking to the leader. And while I was talking with him, one of the men came in with Bonnie's dentures in his hand. This, in my dream, and this is very funny because Bonnie is very sensitive about this. And most people don't know he was. And he doesn't like to let people know this. And I thought, well, he's going to be angry about this. And then I I talked to the waiter.
How were you able to talk to him?
Like he was in English.
In English?
Yeah. And I wanted to find out more about him. And there was a book on the table, in my table cabinet. And I had to look at it. I was going to look at it. And he said I could have it. And Bonnie came out of the other room. And then the leader changed his mind, he wouldn't let me have the book.
Hey, why not?
And he said the other man didn't want me to have it. So I couldn't have it. And he took it. This is after Bonnie came out, we were about ready to leave. And then they took us back to the car. And we waited until they left. And then the last dream of all, no, it wasn't the last dream of all. I had these dreams, I don't know where they started or stopped. But then I had a dream of this. I had a dream of these men being around the car. This is a series of dreams. This is the last dream I had. But these men were around the car. And I couldn't get out, and I was afraid. And I was trying to get out, and I couldn't. And I woke up on the screen. And I only had these dreams. I just had a series of them, probably over a week's period of time.
Did you tell Bobby? Did you wake him and tell him the dreams?
He was working nights. He wasn't home, but I did tell him that I had, I was having some nightmares, because I usually don't have nightmares.
Well, now, this was no good dream, as you just told me. There were others. Did there similar dreams, or did they just in any respect, or was it about something else?
There was none. But these are all dreams about him coming back.
About him coming back?
Yes. That were sort of... Well, there was one that I've had two or three times.
Yes.
And in this dream, I didn't tell her to say either, because I said this off and on over a period of time. And, it doesn't tell Ian. But this other dream that I, the one that it repeated itself, the others didn't. I just said them once and that was it. The first, I just stated that this one was because I was been frightened, and this is why I was dreaming this dream. But I would dream that Bonnie and I were somewhere, Not home. But we would be maybe on vacation or something. And I would look out the window, and I would see waves and waves of UFOs coming. Not just one. The sky would be all lighted up with them. And I would say, oh, Bonnie, come on, let's go out. They're back. Let's go out and meet them. And then they would start doing something. I don't know if it was dropping bombs or what. But the whole world would get on fire. It would be all explained, like a bombing. I suppose I've never seen one. And then I would get very frightened and say that they wanted us, that they wanted to destroy us or capture us or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's been recurring to you.
Yeah.
In the debate about being examined, did they use any instruments on you? Of any sort?
They had like a flashlight that they looked in my mouth.
Did they take any samples or anything? Was there any needles on them?
They had a machine that they see. That they had, it wasn't needles, but that they touched along my spine.
Mm-hmm.
So that they were testing something.
Did they inject anything into you?
In my dream, yes.
What?
They put the needle into my navel.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a dream that woke me up too.
That woke you up too?
Yes. They then gave me on the car, and when they put the needle into my navel.
Did they tell you where they came from?
No.
You didn't know where. Did you have any thoughts about it in your dream? Or you just took it for granted?
I just took it for granted.
They showed you any maps or charts or anything like that?
He was going to show me that he went over. He was going to show me a chart, and he pulled it down like a little window shade,
mm-hmm.
And but then he said I wouldn't know what he was talking about anyway, and he snapped it back up.
This is all in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this just like the experience that you had? That being taken aboard and examined from the books and charts, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference? Where does it differ?
Where does it differ from my dream, from what really happened?
Yes, from what you thought really happened.
The way I feel about him is altogether.
The way you feel about it?
Yes. Yeah.
What is the difference in the way you feel?
I know it really happened.
Is your dream?
No, it isn't.
Where is the difference?
just so much. What really happened, there was so much more to us. And
well, what was what really happened, that wasn't in the baby?
The men?
That big way in the baby, weren't they?
Yes. But they weren't like they really were. Man. In my dream, they were just people.
They were what?
They were people.
Yes. You don't take people in the other?
No.
What's right?
I don't know, they were. I keep trying to. I want to see what they look like, and I can almost see them, but then I won't let myself.
But you describe them to me.
So they were out of proportion.
In what way?
They had, they were short, I know that. They were about my height, I think. I think they were as tall as me. And they were their body though was different. They had the chest. They were thick. Their chest was thick. They were almost, they weren't round in the waist up, but they weren't wide and flat. I'm not making sense. They had a larger chest structure. They were maybe broader than we are through our shoulders, but also they were thicker. Their chest was thicker.
Did you think of any kind of people that you have seen?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Short people with fairly heavy bodies.
They had, it wasn't their whole body, it was just their chest. They had, their hips were not too wide, and they were finger hips.
And in the dream, they didn't look like that?
No.
What did they look like in the dream?
Like people.
Like people, these were people on different body cells, what you're saying.
But it's like it. It was more than that.
Well, tell me what
I know what their faces look like, but I can't remember. I want to say that their faces look like people, but I can't say what they did. I can't say what they did look like.
They talk like people.
No.
How do they talk?
They. Okay, I just knew what they were saying, what they wanted me to know.
You mean they transferred their thoughts to me?
Somehow or other, I don't know how. But
apparently they thought in the same way that you did, in the same language, rather.
Well, I would understand it in English.
You'd understand it
I can't say as I heard the leader's voice, although I did hear the voices of the crew members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were making noises. I couldn't understand what they were saying. They were communicating with each other.
Where were they? Were they in the same room?
The crew members?
Mm-hmm.
Not during the exam. But they kicked it on the walk up to the ship. They were there. And then they were back and forth between the two rooms. And then when they decided to take the book away from me, they were the ones who were objecting. And they were, this must have been this they were discussing. I mean, they were all communicating with each other before the leader took the book away from me.
Well, so far, the only difference we have seen be between your dream and your experience, as you have it, is a difference in your feeling about it, that one was a dream and the other one was real.
Well, and then... I know I looked at the book, but I saw the map. And
was the book printed or written?
It has symbols. Not English. Some kind of little line that went up and down.
Does it look like anything you know?
No.
It's the same in the dream and the scene.
I didn't see it in yet.
You mentioned the book in the dream?
I saw the book.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I didn't look at it because I said I was going to take it with me. But I did look at it, really. And the men were different than I dreamed and not the way we were.
Yeah, I was thinking of you when I got normal.
Yeah.
The ones you described also look normal as far as I can see, except that they were very short in the size of thought and having a hard chest. A normal man can look that way, can't they?
Not like this.
Not like that.
No. I don't see people who look like this.
They look like any of the pictures you've seen of people from outer space, like Martians.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You've never seen some of the pictures that they have of those things?
No. Or I might have somewhere, but I don't ever remember. I always thought it was something of fire.
Of fire?
Yeah.
Did you ever dream of a spider?
No.
Did these appear in any other dreams?
Dream them?
Yes.
I didn't dream of them. You mean?
Any of it. Well, all you know tend to be alike.
So what do you mean?
Well, you knew quite a bit, how you think.
Yeah, I had this dream. I had them once, and that was the end of it. Except for the dream about the UFOs coming over in large numbers to attack.
Were any of the dreams of fighting a UFO?
No.
Mm-hmm. And you went as far as you said you would draw a picture of what you saw, didn't you?
We did, yes.
Did you do it?
Yes. This was right after the sighting. Mm-hmm. He went in one room and I went in another.
So what did you do with pictures?
I think they're found in the drawer. I'm not sure.
Can you bring them into the next time?
We'll see if I can find it. Because his drawing and my drawing are just exactly the same.
So both of the fighting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else?
No.
And did you call me that map?
Then I forgot to bring it.
You forgot to bring it.
Yeah.
You bring that next time.
It's a very poor map. I'm not sure it was right.
No. It wasn't right now. Before we go on, what about the bean you have to see for today, like?
Oh, the one of... I had two dreams. The first one was seeing UFO, and I was all excited and telling Bonnie that we were going to meet the people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did see them, and they were very frightening.
They were frightening?
Yes.
What did they look like?
I couldn't see close. They were too far away to see.
They like the men in your experience?
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. What about the other dream?
The other one, I figured it was just a dream of expressing some of my own fear about this.
Okay.
In which I was in this heavy building. An old building with thick walls of rock, you know, like these old castles.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was going to be a tremendous earthquake, and I knew it was going to come. And the building was going to be destroyed, and I was going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing I could do about it. I was going to be broken, and I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to resign myself to this. And then the earthquake did come, and the walls did fall down some, but not as much as I had expected them to. And then I dreamed that there were some pillows and things there. And if I put these around me, and if the rock did fall, there would be some protection. And I did this, but then the rock fell and the earthquake stopped. And then there was a big fire. I could look out and there was a big fire, and I thought, well, I should... The earthquake fell below now, and now it's going to be replaced by a fire. And I was thinking, well, I should get out and get away from the fire. And then a group of men came, and they led me through a path in the woods and I was safe.
Mm-hmm. They led you through a path in the woods and you were safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming off the...
Yeah. Oh, and in the meanwhile, it also in my dream, it was... and I thought, well, this is probably Galsbrake, the dog. But in my dream, in this building, there was a room way in the back, and there was a dog I owned in the room, but it was a big dog, and I wasn't concerned about the dog, because I knew the dog would be all right, and that was the dream, that just, by leading me, even in taking me through the path to the woods, to wherever they were taking me, I was safe, and out of danger.
You seemed in some way to anticipate, in spite of your anxiety, to look forward to these men coming back, if you taking you on some adventures. Is that the way you feel?
Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised to see them.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see them?
Not right now.
Not right now, when?
If I could get over being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think I'd die of fright. I saw him again.